Now we have online responses and letters from the evening news. The last story about the collapsed betting firm led to many online responses, and we'll read six of them. Curious Cat asked, how many 27-year-olds could put thousands of pounds into the platform every month? How many people have that level of income? Sounds like he was using money he couldn't afford to lose, which is where gambling becomes a problem. You should only bet what you can afford to go without, as the house always wins in the end. David Cooper also noted that the fan must have a gambling problem. It's now possible he will lose all his £98,032 total deposit in the firm. Does that mean he had an account balance of 98K? Or is that how much he has bet over time and lost, and now has no way to try and win it back? Either way, it sounds like the guy has a gambling problem and should maybe seek help. Baguio Rules thought that this was unfair, because the money was invested and the directors ran away with the cash. He said, no, it means that he's invested £98,000 in the site and bought shares in the players. The directors of the site have basically run off with the cash. Plato X thought this was missing something. This looks like a classic Ponzi scheme. Am I missing something in that the money does not appear to have been invested in anything? So where were the dividends supposed to come from, if not from other members' contributions? Steve the Wizard said it's just like playing the stock market. It's the same as playing the stock market. Always remember never to bet with money you can't afford to lose. And finally, Tom Bland noted that this is not the end of the story, but the directors will probably get away with it. Let's at least be clear that the legal and regulatory systems haven't yet reached any conclusions. I wouldn't mind betting, excuse the phrase, that the directors will get a slap on the wrist and maybe a ban from future directorships. I imagine we would all agree that this is sickening. I've had investments in firms which have gone bust, but the directors walk away loaded, and it rankles for years.
One of the evening newsletter writers was very angry about the vandal who glued the locks of a vaccination centre. Peter Tennant of Ormsby St Margaret wrote, with the country in a horrendous pandemic and the NHS and volunteers working their hardest to give vaccines to as many people as quickly as possible, we see an idiot who has glued the locks of a vaccination centre. This wanton act of vandalism deprived 500 people of their vaccine, a large number of which were elderly, causing them a great deal of anxiety. The amount of trouble this despicable act caused was enormous. Apart from the people who missed their vaccine, the police had to spend considerable time dealing with this criminal and process the case for court, all of which would have cost a considerable amount. For all of this, the perpetrator was sentenced to 3 months in prison. Years, not months, should have been the punishment, and it really does beggar belief how the magistrates come to such a decision when so many people have been affected.
We will hear later about how Norwich City got on in London, but the letters page saw plenty of correspondence about the club board and the changes in the club badge. This is what Kevin Dack of Attleborough thought. How was the 25th anniversary month of the current makeup of the Norwich City Football Club Board? On the field, pretty good. 8 points from 4 games. A new manager who has very much done his apprenticeship in the English game, such that we score 2 headed goals in a Premier League match. We should also salute Daniel Farke, who after all in 2 separate seasons suffered only 2 defeats in 36 matches against the lower three quarters of championship teams. Playing Newcastle in the final game of the month also enabled us to reflect with pride on perhaps the only community club in the Premier League. Now therefore, can the club possibly get in the position as reflected in the letters columns on the subject of the club badge? coming hot on the heels of BK8. At the 2018 AGM, the club promised complete transparency going forward. Why, therefore, didn't the club simply issue an official statement stating that it wished to review its badge to render it more friendly to the digital age whilst retaining all existing features, but reviewing the historical depiction of the canary? Our strength is our community. We need to all be in this together to succeed.